Discover the French language with Jessica. It's right here. It's right now on French Your Way podcast.
Bonjour. Bienvenue sur French Your Way podcast, épisode 8. Episode 8. False friends and vocabulary are on the menu for today. And why am I saying that? Because I've seen a movie just today which is called Comme un chef. In English, it's called Le Chef or The Chef as well. I found both versions. And it has Jean Reno and Michael Youn in the leading roles, and it was really good. I had a lot of fun watching it. I had a good time, and I'm in an excellent mood. So, yeah, I'll put the reference in the show notes if you are interested in this movie. But we're not going to talk about food today, but about money. Well, not too much, because it's a taboo topic in French. Don't ask people how much money they make, or never boast about your wealth. But I wanted to talk about money because I want to explain the difference between the French word monnaie and the English word money. They are actually a little bit different. Money in English is actually translated by argent in French. Argent, which also means silver. You're talking about the metal or the color. Why is it called argent? It's because the money coins were cast in this metal. So you had gold coins and silver coins, and that was l'argent. So the word monnaie exists in French, but it doesn't mean money, which is argent. Instead, it means currency. For example, l'euro est la monnaie de la France. Euro is the currency in France. We also have another word for it. Currency can also be devise. Monnaie means currency, and it also means the change. So, for example, if you want to buy something that costs 15 euros and you pay with a 20 euros note, you're going to get €5 change. C'est 5 dollars or 5 euros de monnaie. La petite monnaie is the loose change, the small change. So it's the coins that you have in your pocket. And by the way, a coin is une pièce de monnaie, while a banknote is un billet. So it's a little bit like a ticket. Ticket can be ticket or billet if it's quite big in size. You put both your coins and your notes, your vos pièces de monnaie et vos billets in your wallet. And a wallet is un portefeuille. Un portefeuille. So porter is to carry, and feuille here, so the leaves, the flyers, it would be like the banknotes. So that's where you usually put more your notes. If you want to put your coins, you may need a porte-monnaie. Un porte-monnaie, so literally something that is designed to carry your change. So it's a purse. A few expressions that include the word monnaie. Do you have small change, or do you have the change? Vous avez de la monnaie? Vous avez la monnaie? To exchange a note against some coins, c'est faire la monnaie. For example, you need to buy a drink at the a drink dispenser, a vending machine, and you only have a note. So you're looking for somebody and asking, est-ce que vous pouvez faire la monnaie sur 5 euros? So can you swap my $5 note, my 5 euro note for coins, please? Garder la monnaie is to keep the change. And we talked about the euro just a little bit earlier. L'euro, c'est la monnaie unique. So the single currency. C'est la monnaie unique de l'Europe. An expression that is a little bit less literal. C'est monnaie courante. When something is monnaie courante, that means it's very common. It's widespread, or it's very frequent. It's common practice. And a bonus expression which I really like and I hope you will like it too. Il a des oursins dans le porte-monnaie. He's got sea urchins in his wallet. What does that mean? What do you think? That means he's really calculates every expense. He's really stingy. So you get the picture. We can also say il est près de son portefeuille. He's very close to his wallet. So he's not going to let the money go out easily. Well, I hope you enjoyed this episode and you won't make the confusion between money and monnaie anymore. I'll let you go and look at the show notes. I've put all the expressions that I mentioned in the episode there. And you can also see the references for the movie that I recommended at the beginning. Enjoy it and see you in the next episode of French Away Podcast. À bientôt. Merci.